the price of being a man. You should be saving your tears. You should be saving your cheers. You should be saving your prayers, at least saving them for the time. You really have a reason, a damn good reason, and that's the price, the awful price of being a man. Words from long ago and far away, from the place he then called home. As a little boy came running up, eyes full of tears, his knees full of blood, and there to greet him was his dad, home from work, and all the little boy wanted was for dad to say, "It's okay." But that was when, yeah, that was when his father sold him the price, the awful price, the price of being a man. You should be saving your tears. You should be saving your cheers. You should be saving your prayers, at least saving them for the time. You really have a reason, a damn good reason, and that's the price, the awful price of being a man. Well, what could he say? Dad's word was law. More than that, Dad was God, the man he wanted to be. So the little boy reached down inside, grabbed that pain and pushed it back. Pushed it till it disappeared, and that was when, yeah, that was when he knew he'd paid the price, the awful price, the price of being a man. You should be saving your tears, you should be saving your cheers, you should be saving your prayers, you should be, at least until the time you really have a reason, a damn good reason, and that's the price, the awful price of being a man. Well, as these stories usually go, little boy grew up, became a man. Then, as they also often go, little boy wed, became husband. And then the hospital room, so big and white, and there in the crib, so frail and dear, a son to carry the name, a son to carry the dream. And that was when, yeah, that was when he vowed to pass on the price. Yeah, the awful price, the price of being a man. You should be saving your tears, you should be saving your cheers, you should be saving your prayers, at least saving them for the time you really have a reason, a damn good reason. And that's the price, the awful price of being a man. And as these stories almost always go, in some ways, the news is heard, the midnight call, those cursed words, the ride downtown, the silent fear. And then the hospital room, so bare and bright, and there on the bed, so frail and dear. And as the sun grew near, he knew the end was here. And he finally, yes, he finally had a damn good reason. He said, "Father, I've been saving my tears. Father, I've been saving my cheers, and I've been saving my prayers, Father. But now I have to know, Father, Father, was it worth it? Father, Father." Well, there was no reply. The old man had passed, but that was answer enough. And in his heart, he knew he had the answer. And that was when, yeah, yeah, that was when he vowed to break the chain. He swore, "Don't go saving your tears. Don't go saving your cheers. Don't go saving your prayers, because the time and the place are here and now. Son, don't go saving your tears. No, son, don't go saving your cheers. No, don't go saving your prayers. For just as a man must breathe, so a man must feel. So be a man and feel. And there you'll find the joy of being a man."